Hey guys, and welcome back to the podcast. My name is Rio Asul, and you are ruminating with me. I'm going to just jump right into it today. It's going to be a little bit on the shorter side of an episode. I just figured I'd come on here and just kind of, go through what I'm thinking right now. Today's episode is going to be called... What was the name of it that I was going to say? Transitions and Triumphs. So, within the last month, there's been a lot of transition in my life. And I've had to adapt very quickly to rapidly moving and changing states. And, this is life, but from my perspective, it's been challenging in a lot of different regards because I've had to learn. One second, I'm going to light this up for us. Thank you for your patience. I had to learn different aspects of myself through ill-gotten preparation or ill preparation, squandered time. And I think a lot of it stems from fear of just change, you know. Change is a very interesting and necessary component of this world. And I've definitely not been one. I mean, who likes to move, right? Some people, I guess, do, but I haven't really been one to be of the comfortable sort in that process. Getting better at it, but nonetheless, it can be grueling. And I think also through my time, in training from boxing since last year and just sports overall in my life. These types of things I know that my body likes to do, and the consistency of them keeping me in form makes me less fearful of what I will have to endure. You know what I mean? The preparation of your body is one of the most important things you can do. Your body needs to be prepared for all kinds of different junctures that you may come into, run into, or just have thrown upon your shoulders, physically, mentally, and spiritually. It can be very hard to keep them all intact the same, but that's why you need to set aside time for yourself so that you can get them back in order and in line, you know? From family, friends, work, you know, happenstances, like you get thrown off and imbalanced, and it affects your posture, it affects your mood. It can affect your sex drive, it can affect motivation, hunger, all these things. The key is remembering that, you know, nothing will ever be truly in balance. You know, that's the crux of life. It's almost a little inside joke, you know, trying to balance oneself out. In the process of doing so, you will realize you can never truly balance yourself because there's always something to improve, you know. So I've been in a really reflective state overall for the past 1 to 2 years, give or take. And a lot of illusions can be strong when you are stuck in stagnation, not cleansed of the dirty or negative energies that may be around you, because simple cleansings can be just being in a body of water. I almost had a bottle of water. That goes to show how much water I drink. You know, being by a body of water, dunking yourself in it, bathing, like, I don't know how many of you out there follow, you know, spiritual, you know, I guess you could call them rituals, but they're just regular everyday, like, quote unquote regular everyday things that not everybody knows the immense power of. And, you know, think about how good you feel after you take a bath or a shower. So you go in the ocean and it has all of that salt and that saline, and you know, it's able to cleanse you, similar to crystals, you know, the salt content, stuff like that. Being in the sun, getting sun a lot, extremely important. And even in saying that, I remember when I wasn't getting a lot of sun where I used to live. It's just interesting, the change of things and how you can go from being one thing to a whole nother in a matter of meeting different people and places. Because we are an amalgamation of all we experience. Don't ever forget that. And we're constantly changing. I hear people say, you know, I'm the same with everyone every time. It's like, I get that. You got to be true to yourself in your core. But, you know, sometimes I go through transitions. Don't we all do with relationships, right? We leave one, we go to another, or drift into another. And the thing about it is like, there's always something to gain from a relationship, whether it's platonic, business, romantic, you know, whatever. There's something to learn, to take away from every experience. And some, it's so interesting to get so attached to some of those experiences, right? And they create these. Like black holes of strong, I don't even know how to say what I'm trying to say. What I mean is, like, some of them are so strong that they bring us to a point of extreme emotion, right? Whereas the other, some of them, you know, they just drift off. But it's funny if, like, kind of bouncing around here, so bear with me, but if somebody were to mention something to you, ask you a really obscure question, somebody you might have met in, like, passing, scene or something, they get brought up in conversation. You think about that. It's just really interesting where your brain, your mind, and your memory may wander. There's so many interesting things that can reference you to, like, deep childhood memories or even dreams you may have had, which is phenomenal, because dreams are a whole nother thing, many of which I've experienced. And yeah, so going back to taking something away from each experience, even in the darkest experiences, there's something, there's a little seed of knowledge in there, right? And in the greatest experiences, it's almost like an overabundance of that. Those feelings of bliss where there's nothing wrong, nothing, everything is perfect. Nothing could be imperfect in that moment. That's a real feeling of love. That's and I just want to state this as well, because as somebody who does consume THC, you know, I mean this in a state of outside of and within, you know, being inebriated or high. It's not about that. There's moments in life when, especially when you're particularly very spiritually in tune, you start to notice the alignment of things in perfect order, seemingly so, perfect enough for you. And those are beautiful states to be in. So I forgot how I got there, but what I'm trying to say is learn from where our mind can wander. Those, we have so many beautiful moments that we can choose to live in, right? So this is where I'm going to cap it off. Sorry, you might hear some music in the hallway. But to cap it off, transitions and triumph, right? We already win when we get through those initial hurdles that scared us so much. And man, even with this move, guys, I thought it was going to be so much more difficult than it was. It's insane how much less difficult it was. And now, that's not, let me just, a couple of asterisks here. I was not properly prepared for this the way I should have been. But what I mean is, all my worries of what the worst of it could have been were quelled, because once I completed the task, that was it. And I say that because it was something in my head that I was dreading so much. But also, to be quite honest with you, you want to know why I wasn't prepared? Because I procrastinated way too much. I was getting involved and creating plans around things that were just not of importance, setting me back. Now, may I have had amazing memories in those times? Absolutely. Do I regret it? No, because I got to experience it. But with that came the consequences of the stress of my move. So it taught me this experience, particularly encompassing everything we're talking about right now, told me a lot about just strategization, preparation, and also delayed gratification in so many regards. And my word of the month is strategize. I've had a phrase or a word of the month every month for the past like 5 or 6 months, and it's been a focus of mine. This month it's strategize. So I would implore you all to implement a strategy in your life to combat the chaos that's going to come, and learn to work on the moment. If you learn to work in the moment and improvise, and also be able to have your emotional aspect subside for a little while, most of the time would be best, but I'm emotional, so I understand. Have that subside, you'll be able to push through, and therein lies your triumph, right? Transitions and triumph. This was a very personal episode, I feel, as if these others aren't, right? But I'm feeling a lot today. It's the 50th anniversary of hip hop. I was just out yesterday for my listening party in Brooklyn, which went very well, but I guess I'm just feeling a lot of emotions, and I wanted to talk about this as well, and just wanna leave my love with y'all. That's it. So much more in my life I want to accomplish, and I feel triumphant right now, but learned not to be too comfortable to settle. There's always something worth striving for next. Can't stay like a stick in the mud. So, anyways, I'm Rio Wassul. This has been Ruminating with me, and I hope you have a wonderful, beautiful week.